Southerners here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Wake Up, and one half of Lars Wilderness joins me in the studio now. Good evening, Chris Simpson.
Hello, Nicholas. How's it going?
It's going fine, thank you, Christopher. How about yourself?
I'm good. Good to see you, man. Not seen you for a while. How's it going, all right?
Good.
Life's good?
Life is good.
Things going
life
well?
Life is good because I am here chatting to you, so...
There we go. What more could you want from a Wednesday evening in Brentwood?
Indeed. You were last with us in July last year.
Was it?
I think.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it was. As part of Looks Like Rain.
Yeah, that's right.
Indeed. There was a delicious irony to that because it was actually the hottest day of the year that year.
Good memory. Yeah, that's true. You're right. It was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's a super memory. Yeah, so, it was. That was July last year. Yeah. That was good. We really enjoyed that. Yeah, we sat here and we played a few songs and that, didn't we? Yeah,
indeed you did.
Yeah, it was good fun. Good fun.
Indeed. Now, in the band with you is actually one of the other members of Looks Like Rain, funnily enough, Mr. Steve Davies.
He is, but unfortunately, he decided to quit his job, and him and his missus decided to sell their place and go travelling. And so, basically, he's in India at the moment, moving on.
The
to
cheek of it!
I know, unbelievable. And we're trying to work out why he's come to this decision. One of the theories is that basically, one thing a lot of Steve's friends will know is that he's a big fan of very weak beers, like the weaker the better that he likes. So like things like Carlsberg or like Foster's Light and stuff like that, or Foster's Ice. And so basically, he decided to move abroad because he hates the fact that so many stronger beers are coming in, like Punk IPA and that kind of thing. So he just can't take it anymore. So he's moved to India. Since moving to India, he's actually found out that the beer is actually stronger out there, and which is a crazy decision to have made. And he's regretting it as we speak. He just WhatsApped me complaining of the fact how there wasn't enough weak beer for him. So that's why he's gone out there, and it's a big shame, really. But he's doing all right. We recorded this album over the last 9 months, and him deciding to move away was quite a good thing in that it kind of made us get this album out by a certain date, because I'm sure you have lots of bands on here who, without having a deadline, stuff drifts and drifts and drifts, and recordings come out, you know, 2 years after they intend to. But because he was kind of, you know, up in sticks and moving to India to in pursuit of the weak beer that he needs, we actually got the album out in about 9 or 10 months after we started recording it, so it's good.
Indeed, and it's a fascinating recording process behind the album, as we will find out.
We shall.
Indeed. But we are going to listen to another track from the album now. So what track are we listening to next?
Let's listen to The Other Side, which is the opening track on the album. And The Other Side is a song that, so we basically finished the recording of this album, and most of the songs were kind of in a reasonably certain style, and then we decided, let's do something that's completely like, let's branch off and do something completely different. So we did a bit of a dance song, which isn't really us, and it came out really well. So Steve wrote this fantastic bass line to it, I kind of laid down a load of stuff on there, and I wrote the lyrics and the melody, and actually the sample in this is Jim Morrison from The Doors discussing what he thinks music will sound like in future. So he has a quote in there about one person will be sitting around using electronics, and that's something that he said in the late 70s. Appearing on this, very luckily, is from our point of view, is the double Grammy winner, Lawrence Juber, who was Paul McCartney's guitarist in Wings, and I think we're going to talk about that a bit later on. But he recorded his part from Los Angeles. So this is The Other Side, and it features Lawrence Juber from Wings, Paul McCartney's Wings, the band the Beatles could have been.
We'll be right back. electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
Sound of Lost Wilderness here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, featuring Lawrence Juba, who has lots of awards and stuff to his name. And that track, which is the track that opens the Lost Wilderness album, it is entitled The Other Side. So, Chris, when you were kind of like approaching making this album, how did you approach it differently to your previous work with Looks Like Rain?
Looks Like Rain, we've been in the band, as Looks Like Rain for like something crazy since 2000, so that's 15, 16, nearly 17 years. Happy to say, and I know you've come to a lot of the gigs, like great live band and stuff, and we did some great stuff, but personally, I was never really felt we nailed any kind of great output recording wise. And, away from kind of doing my music, creating my own music, you might know that I host a music show myself called the Stay Safe Podcast, and I interview people in the music industry who've kind of done amazing things and have played with amazing musicians. And it's a music educational show to kind of help young musicians going into the music industry. And basically, I got into this inexplicable position where I interviewed a guy called Tony Visconti, who produced pretty much every single Bowie album, including his final album, Black Star. And I recorded that on New Year's Eve of last year. So we're talking coming up to a year ago, right? So, and I was out with Steve, the other member who looks, one of the other members that looks like Rain on New Year's Eve. And I was like, how have we got into this position where, I'm on first name terms with one of the most kind of celebrated producers in the world and just done this great interview. And I've got no recording that I'm proud enough to go, have a listen to this. Like, what do you think? Even if Tony Visconti thought it was rubbish, that's fine. It's the fact that I didn't have anything armed to kind of give to him after like 15 years of doing stuff in music that I was really proud of. And so Steve challenged me on New Year's Eve and said, make a solo album. And so that was my New Year's, he said, that's your New Year's resolution. And that kind of, so when we approached it in kind of January time, it was going to be a solo album. And he said, oh, I'll play on it. And then very soon I realized he's way too good a musician and way too good a singer for it to be a solo album. So I just said, look, let's do it as kind of like a double act, if you like. And we recorded it over the last kind of 9 or 10 months, and it's come out well. And, you know, in regards to the point you make about some of the guests we had on there, because of, the people I've had on Stage Left Podcast, it was quite an easy in, if you like, to say, look, you know, you've appeared on the show. It's done really well. You know, we've got 120,000 iTunes subscribers. I'm actually going to cut this, Nick, and put this in as an extra on Stage Left, so people are going to be hearing this in future.
Hello, Stage Left listeners.
There you go. It's 120,000 of them, man. So yeah, so so people were hearing this story, and those listeners will know that we had Lawrence Schuber on the second episode. So he was Paul McCartney's guitarist in Wings. So he talks about that and kind of techniques he learned playing bass from Paul McCartney of all people. And another guest was Shane Keister, who also appears on the album, who was Elvis Presley's pianist and played for Elvis and on tour with Elvis and played at Graceland and that kind of thing, recorded with him and stuff like that. So yeah, I was in a lucky position where I can kind of ask these people who've been guests on the podcast, which fancy kind of collaborating. And Lawrence and Shane both said yes. And so Lawrence recorded his part for that last song we heard, The Other Side. He recorded that in Los Angeles. So we pretty much finished the song, and I was like, man, I was missing a bit of guitar. Let's ask Lawrence Schuber. And he said yes, and then he flew over to London to play his own gig, and I met him after his gig. He played the Pizza Express Jazz Club. People know exactly the name of it, but it's something like that. And we met afterwards, and we had a chat about it, and he decided to play guitar on it. And Shane Keister, and we're going to hear that song in a bit. We did that remotely, so he recorded that in Nashville and put a what he described as a... Oh, what did he say? Something like a flaming Hammond C3 organ on it. And that was on track 3, which is Note to Self, which we might hear in a bit. Very long answer to a very short question.
But hey, very impressive. We will chat more after. I think we'd better play a bit of Wings now, shouldn't we?
Let's do it. Band on the Run, right?
Indeed.
Good tune.
Good tune, but some good players as well. The unmistakable sound of Wings here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And from the album of the same name, that was Band on the Run. Just had their album cover turn up. I forgot Michael Parkinson was on the cover to that album.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Yeah, it's so random. I've no idea why that is.
But indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Well, there's lots of random things have happened involving Wings, including you having one of the members on your album.
Yes, that was very random. And yes, that was a beautiful moment. And the guitar part he played on our song The Other Side was especially beautiful. And kudos to Lawrence for doing that, man. Thank you for doing that.
Indeed. It is Curveballs on Phoenix FM, chatting to Chris from the band Last Wilderness about their self-titled album, which reminds where people can get the album from.
You can get it on iTunes. If you just put it into the internet, Last Wilderness, you'll find it. But it's on iTunes. It's on Bandcamp. So we use Bandcamp. It's a really good little website that people should check out. So it's like lastwilderness.bandcamp.com. It's on Spotify, so you can listen to it on Spotify. Most people now have to access music these days. So, just go on type Last Wilderness into the internet and eventually you'll find it.
Excellent. Good stuff. We'll chat more about it after we've heard the next track. And you're going to play a Note to Self. So tell us about this track, because it's another track with a guest appearance on.
It is. So inexplicably, we managed to talk Elvis Presley's pianist Shane Keister to appear on this song. And actually, someone else who you'll know, Nick, also plays on this. So, you know, John Baker?
Yes.
Yeah. So John's playing the piano on this, and you're not playing the Hammond organ.
Alas, but, I am not.
Shane Keister's playing the Hammond organ. And that was an incredible moment, because when I did the interview with Shane on Stage Left, that was a huge moment for me, really. It was episode 6. It was quite early into the podcast, and like, to have a guy who was, you know, works so closely with, you know, one of the greatest pop stars has ever been, or music, you know, icons has ever been. And it turned out, so we recorded the podcast, it went really well, and I contacted him about a year later and just said, I don't suppose you fancy putting something on this particular track. And the story behind this track is Steve, who's in India pursuing his weak beer at the moment, is he wrote this song, and we were going to record it just acoustic and vocal, and I just went, look, I thought it sounded like a song that could do with a lot of production on it. I said, right, I'm going to take a back seat and let's check out this album called Orphans by Tom Waits, which is a lot of kind of, it sounds like a New Orleans, it's the whole thing's recorded in an old New Orleans jazz bar. And I said, let's try and recreate that sound. And so what you'll also hear, which is quite comical, is one of my, one of the things I'm doing on there is I have my trousers by my ankles.
Right.
And, I'm doing thigh slaps on my naked thighs, which I am wearing boxers, just so you know. So when you listen to this song and you hear any laughter in it, it's because I kept the track running, when I did the final mix of us basically laughing the fact that I'm sat with my I'm stood actually with the trousers by my ankles playing thigh slaps, but yes, yeah, this was probably the most fun and enjoyable song to record on the album. Steve singing a beautiful vocal, it's a great tune. There is a bit of swearing right at the end, so I'm gonna give you a heads up when that is, but it's nothing too bad. And as I say, John Baker's playing piano and Shane Keister is playing a Hammond organ on there, and it sounds beautiful.
And we're going to dedicate this to Robert Brennan and Stuart Helmke, who are currently tuned in. This is Lost Wilderness, A Note to Self. To that one. That is Lost Wilderness.
I certainly was.
He was, listeners. That is Lost Wilderness and Note to Self featuring Shane Keister.
It's Keister.
Keister, sorry.
That's fine.
It was going to be one of them, and I picked the wrong one. It's from the album, also called Last Wilderness. Why did you choose the name Last Wilderness for that project?
Because someone I knew, I was chatting to, said that he was scared of flying, so he only travels around the UK on his holidays with his missus, and that he was going to this place in Scotland, which is the last remaining wilderness in the UK. And he says, I'm going to the last wilderness in the UK. And I went, oh, hold that a minute. Let me get a pen. That sounds good. And I thought, that's a good song title. And then I thought, that's a good album title. And then we just went, we didn't have a name. And I was just like, oh, I quite like that. And as my compadres over here, Sleeping Lions, will know, it's quite difficult to come up with an original name these days when you stick it into Spotify or Google or whatever that someone hasn't taken. And lo and behold, Last Wilderness was not taken. So it was like, yoink, wearing that.
And there we go.
There you go.
Excellent. Good stuff. And, of course, it's where it's been recorded in all these far-flung locations. But where did you record the local part?
My flat in Romford. Which I'm very lucky. It's a flat in Romford, so you can imagine what that's like. But basically, the very lucky thing with my flat is it's really open and it's a wooden floor, so you get the most luckily beautiful acoustics that you would not expect. I honestly think I could pretty much hire out my lounge for like 500 quid a day for musicians just to record their vocals. It sounds so lush. So it was all recorded. Like 90% of it was recorded at my flat in Romford. And we had a couple of guests, and we did a couple of other extra pieces, like Steve Marciano, our good friend. Hello, Steve. I know you'll be listening. He wrote some keyboard parts and wrote a score for a cellist from the basement orchestra, to record. And we recorded that in Hackney somewhere. And of course, Shane recorded his part in Nashville and Lawrence his part in Los Angeles.
Excellent. We're going to listen to your next musical choice, which is David Bowie and Heroes. So tell us about what this track means to you.
Okay, so kind of as I kind of touched upon earlier, Visconti, I recorded the interview with Visconti, who is David Bowie's producer, produced David Bowie's final ever album, as well as much of his other stuff, Black Star. We've done this, I've done this great interview with him on New Year's Eve, went out with Steve in the evening, and he kind of just challenged me to say, we've got to do a recording. You've got to do a recording, if you like. Because I was kind of annoyed that I got into this position where, like, I'd had Tony on the show and I didn't have a kind of recording that I was really proud of. The great thing about this song, many people will know this song already, but what Visconti revealed on the podcast, which is worth listening to, is that there was a point in recording where Bowie had run out of lyrics, and so they had a break, and Visconti went off out of the studio in Berlin, stood by the Berlin Wall, and kissed one of the backing singers secretly. And this is a very famous story that he revealed on the show. And Bowie was having a cigarette looking out the window, and he spotted it. And I hope you play the whole song, because when you get to the final verse, you'll hear where Bowie factored that into his lyrics about Tony Visconti. That interview alone, and the kind of whole Christmas that I spent researching that interview and listening to Bowie's stuff, had a huge impact on us and the reason we recorded this album.
David Bowie and Heroes here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my first guest of the evening, Chris from Last Wilderness. So, Chris, we're going to hear one more track from the album Last Wilderness, which is currently available from Bandcamp, as you were saying earlier. And it's called I Will Be With You Whatever. So tell us about this track.
Yeah, so this was the last song that we recorded in the process. And It was actually written, this is, it gets a little bit serious here, but it's written about the Chilcot Report, so you may or may not know that a report was written over the last kind of number of years by Sir John Chilcot about, it's basically an inquiry into the Iraq War, and I Will Be With You Whatever is something anyone who's followed that story will know was a direct quote written in a letter from Tony Blair to George Bush. And when George Bush was kind of like, do we invade Iraq? Is there enough evidence of weapons of mass destruction? Do I do this? Do I not do this? And Tony Blair's response was, I will be with you, whatever. And off the back of that, pretty much 250,000 people, innocent people, got killed. So it's a bit of a dark one. It's not a particularly dark sounding song, but it was like, it's such a, like a stark lyric, and it was, you know, a stark kind of quote, and I just thought that's got to go into a song. So that only came out, that whole story only came out about kind of July probably, and so I wrote the song around that. And it's got a beautiful, one of our friends, Stuart Masters, who's an incredible musician.
Indeed, he's been on the show before. Very talented man.
Unbelievably talented guitarist, like he plays in Shanghai and stuff like that. Like, he's a really, really gifted. He's a friend that we've known for kind of 15 years. He plays four string parts on this. So, rather than ask him to play guitar, which is, which we perhaps should have done because he's an amazing guitarist, we actually got him to play four violin parts. So he kind of merged four, violin harmonies on this. So the violins you hear are Stuart Masters, which is a tremendous privilege because he's one of our oldest friends. We played lots of gigs with, and, he's a great guy. And he was another guest on Stage Left, actually. He talks a lot. We did like an hour and a half interview about kind of his influence and stuff like that. So, yeah, kudos to Stuart. I know he may well be listening as well. So, yeah, he played violins on this, and yeah, it's called I Will Be With You Whatever. And it's probably my favorite song on the album, actually.
And here it is.
When the world strikes you down, I will be with you, whatever adventure to our old playground. Now the world struck us down. We'll lead us to the underground.
was the sound of Last Wilderness here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM, and I will be with you whatever. And of course, Chris from Last Wilderness has been in telling us all about the tracks on the album, and there's so many fascinating stories behind the album that we probably haven't all covered them tonight, so we'll have to get you in to talk about some more sometime.
Well, up for that, mate. Always.
Good. So, Chris, remind us one more time, where can people get their hands on the Last Wilderness album?
Lastwilderness.bandcamp.com. I've said that right, haven't I? And, iTunes and all the usual places. I'm sure you'll be able to find it. Yeah, Last Wilderness, that's the name of it. And, check out the, stageleftpodcast.com as well. Our next episode is with, Damon Minchella, who's, played bass in The Who and turned down Oasis and,
Was he in Ocean Colour Scene?
He was a founding member of Ocean Colour Scene, and he talks about that and talks about why he left and then became Weller's bassist. And, it's a cool kind of hour or so chatting about stuff. I should say this. I'm going on Friday. He's a Richard Ashcross bassist at the moment. So he's playing for Richard at the moment. So yeah. That's the next episode that's going to come out at the end of December. So check out the podcast and check out the music.
Where is the place we can go to find out more about the Stage Left podcast?
StageLeftPodcast.com, but it's also available if anyone's got Spotify. It's been chosen by Spotify to be one of their few selected podcasts, which is very nice of them. And any podcast apps that people have, it's on iTunes as well, so I'm sure they'll be able to find it. But music education and hearing from the kind of greats who work with the greats, if you like.
Excellent. Righto. Well, good luck with promoting the Last Wilderness album as well.
Can I just say before you finish, just want to say kudos to you, man, for doing this awesome show. You've been doing it for a long time.
Oh, thank you.
Supporting new music. You're an absolute legend. And I look forward. I'm going to stick around to check out Sleeping Lions, who has sat opposite you now. There we go. With a very nice acoustic guitar. Very nice acoustic guitar. And I've heard some beautiful harmonies in the background in between each song.
Indeed. You may well have heard that during the interview earlier.
Yeah, you might have heard that in the background, actually.
Mind being interrupted by stuff like that.
No, it was cool. So I'm going to stick around and check out Sleeping Lions. So, you guys should too as well. So,
excellent. Well, lastwilderness.bandcamp.com is the place to find out more and get your hands on the Last Wilderness album. Chris from Last Wilderness, thank you very much.
Woo! Cheers, man. Thank you.